What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Happy New Year. It's 2020. I can't even believe it's 2020. Where did 2019 go? I mean, are you kidding me? So pumped for this year on so many different levels. My daughter is now 1 year old and she's walking and starting to talk more and just exciting time. Super pumped about the business this year and what I've got in store for you. And just for all of you guys, I'm so excited. I just love the, you know, when we have a new year, it's time to reset. And, you know, not that we need a new year to do that, but so excited for this year. And what's in store for you? What's in store for me? So excited. So welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Rick Mulready. Hope your holidays were awesome. And today I want to share just a quick tip about something I see a lot with online business owners. By the way, this is a quick tip episode. This is where you're going to learn a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact, help more people in the process. And when you do those things, increasing your revenue is a byproduct of having a bigger impact and helping more people. And so a big mistake that I see people make is when they start having some success in their business. Maybe they're doing a webinar launch, let's just say, or a video series or email marketing campaign or whatever it is. And it's starting to work. It's starting to generate leads and sales. And revenue starts to increase. Well, what generally happens when that happens? I'll tell you what I see. And that is people generally go looking for something else to do because whatever they were doing is working. They're like, holy cow, this is, you know, that webinar launch was awesome. It was like my best launch yet. Or I increased revenue over last time. Cool. What else can I do? And they either go look to start a new product, right? So if you have a course, for example, and it's going pretty well, well, what do you immediately do? Well, I want to go start a membership program. I talk to people all the time, especially when I'm interviewing people for the Accelerator Mastermind. Man, I hear that all the time. And the other thing they might do is like, well, I launched it this way. It worked really well. So I'm going to try a new and different kind of launch. I'm going to go over here and, you know, I launched it with a webinar. So now I'm going to try, you know, your live stream launch formula, Rick, that you talk a lot about, that I've talked about here on the podcast. And oftentimes, not all the time, oftentimes that doesn't go as well as they hoped, you know, meaning launching a new product or finding another way to launch something or do something in the business. And so this is where today's quick tip comes in. My suggestion for you, if this is something that you are listening to right now, nodding your head, you're like, yeah, Rick, I totally, like, you are speaking my language here. I want to recommend something for you. Okay. And that is, do more of what's working, my friend. What does that mean? If webinars are working for you to sell your course, do more webinars of that to sell that course. Do more webinars to sell that one course. Get more people into the webinar each time, right? Don't go looking for different ways or trying to, you know, reinvent the wheel in some other launch strategy. Keep doing what's working until it doesn't work anymore. Also, stick with that course. If the course is selling and your students love it and they're getting results and you're having a big impact on them, don't jump immediately to try to create something else. I started serving different audiences too quickly. And now I've come full circle, you know, serving online experts, meaning I serve course creators, coaches, consultants, online educators. And so that was a big mistake that I made, was I too quickly jumped to another audience. But whenever I have had my biggest revenue in the business, I've always doubled down on what's working, right? I love doing webinars, for example. And so how do I launch things? I do webinars. I've done a video series before, like in year two of my business. I absolutely hated it, hated the entire process. But I have done my own version of a video series that I called the Live Stream Launch Formula. And so I kept doing that because it worked really well. And so my point here is, I see so many people think that, okay, this is working, I need to go create something new. Or this is working, I need to try something new. No, I want to recommend that you keep doing more of what is working. And that goes on the ad side as well. If your ads are working, keep doing it. Keep doing more of what's working. It sounds so obvious, but so often people are not doing this. And so if you are looking for something new, if whatever you're doing in the business is working and you're all of a sudden looking for something new, again, whether it's a new product, whether it is a new way to launch, I really strongly want to encourage you. I actually want to discourage you from doing that. Go all in more so on what's working. Double down on what's working. This, my friend, is going to be the quickest way to grow the revenue in your business. When you double down on what's working and you continue that to continue to get more traffic, to build your audience, to get more people into whatever it is that's working for you, your business will grow quicker. Okay, because when you start splitting your focus and trying different things, now I'm not saying at all not to try new things. I'm not saying that at all. But what I recommend doing is try new things when what you are doing is not working. And only when you do that, or only when you get to that point. If something that you're doing, like let's say you're doing webinar launches, and then they're going really well, and then all of a sudden they aren't working as well for you, then it might be time to look for something new. But I'm a big believer in the fastest way to seven figures in your business is to focus on one product and sell it really, really well. And find a way that you're able to, as you know, a great sales mechanism, as we call it, for example, a webinar, and go all in on that. So when you start seeing success and you start seeing momentum, build on that momentum. Now, maybe two products, you know, getting to that million. But what most people do is they try to overcomplicate things and they start to chase shiny objects. And I've been there and still do it to an extent, but the best thing that you can do is to double down on what's working. Do more of what's working. Okay. All right, my friend, hopefully this spoke to you and you're sitting right now, whatever you're up to right now, listening, nodding your head for 2020. I want to challenge you. Do more of what's working. Go all in on what is working for your business and just simply do more of it. Hey, if you are an online expert, meaning you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you are an online educator, and you've already achieved that certain level of success in your business, meaning you're generating at least a few $1,000s a month in your business, but you're now spinning your wheels to get to the next level. You're feeling kind of stuck and not sure of what to do to keep that business moving forward. Maybe you're doing all the things in your business. Then I want to invite you to apply for my 6-month Accelerator Mastermind. And just to be clear, this is not simply a Facebook Ads Mastermind. This is your one-stop shop for a cohesive growth coaching program to help you take your online business to the next level. So if you want coaching, if you want accountability, if you want support, and you want community, be surrounded by amazing online experts who are all up to big things in taking their online business to the next level, then I want to invite you to apply for my 6-month Accelerator Mastermind. And to do that, just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, coming up on the podcast, I've got another amazing episode. We're going to be focusing on podcasting here coming up on the show. And also, we're going to be talking a lot about messaging and also messenger marketing coming up on the podcast. That is coming your way this month here on the show. Super, super excited about it. Again, happy holiday. Well, happy new year, I should say. Hope your holidays were awesome. Thank you so much for listening to the show here. I super appreciate you. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.